You're listening to Breakfast with Barbados. Now, one thing Barbados is really, really active in is its grassroots eco projects and conservation. Turtle conservation, reef regeneration, mangrove planting included. And Nisha Soudeen is chairman of the Barbados Environmental Conservation Trust, who help fund so many grassroots projects like these. And she's really interested as well in the ways that technology can be used in particular. So here's Nisha Soudeen to explain more. But first, you should know that Nisha used to run the biggest publishing company in the Caribbean. So I started by asking her how she got involved in conservation work.
Living on a tiny little island in the Caribbean, I think, makes one more aware of how fragile we are and how fragile this world is. And I live on a beach and I see turtles coming up on a beach with netting wrapped around them. During COVID, I realized that our food security was of immense importance because we simply did not have enough food on island to feed us. Because of the increase in the temperature of the sea, the hurricanes that come across the Atlantic and hit us are huge and devastate an entire island. And therefore, over the years, I ran and owned the largest publishing company in the entire Caribbean. And through those years, I got to meet a lot of people in every single island. And I saw how every single island battled with conservation and environmental issues. And I was able to basically use the people that I met and help raise money to support grassroots projects on every single island.
That's huge. Let's talk turtles, Nisha. Why do the turtles need saving? Is it us, humans? We've not made life easy for turtles.
So we are destroying the entire population of turtles.
No.
Sea turtles, we are. And first of all, I mean, there's so many different factors that affect these amazing, gorgeous, gentle creatures of the sea. Turtles eat off, obviously, although they're sea turtles, they come up for air, but they live off of reefs and they live off of seaweed. And in the Caribbean, for instance, all of our reefs are bleached. They're all dead. And number two, and of course, the bleaching of the reefs are a direct result from humans. It's a direct result from pollution runoff from the land into the ocean and destroys the reefs. And when you destroy a reef, you destroy all the little fish, you destroy the seaweed. And then the turtles don't have really any habitat to live in. The turtles also then get trapped in fishing nets. They eat plastics, the cigarette butts that land up in the ocean because they think it's a small fish. And all of these then destroy our turtle population. Lights are the biggest issue for us in the Caribbean and our turtle population. Nesting turtles are attracted to lights, but also the baby hatchlings are also attracted to lights. They get trapped in a pool. They go across a road and get run over. And then, of course, the baby hatchlings, when they hatch, they run towards the light. And the light is usually the reflection of the moon and the stars on the ocean. Of course, light right now is off the roads and buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So these little cute baby hatchling turtles are running across the road. And on a morning, we wake up and we see hundreds of turtles as roadkill.
Barbados in particular has been heavily involved in turtle conservation over the years. Can you give us a little bit of information about the history and how this has become such a huge deal?
So the University of the West Indies had developed the Barbados Sea Turtle Project. And this was a huge conservation effort to help our turtles, both nesting, hatchlings, and injured turtles. And so what we have done is we have actually teamed up with the Barbados Sea Turtle Project and we're funding them. They need to buy equipment to tag turtles. They need to pay volunteers to help save turtles and hatchlings. Mm. They need a turtle hospital and they need to run it. And so what we do is we use all of our networks globally to raise funds to fund this project and to help save turtles. And the turtles we save are not just here in Barbados. Turtles swim miles and miles and miles all over the world. And what they do is they come back to the beach where they hatched to lay their eggs. So it is very, very important for all of us to just work towards this.
You're very heavily involved in grassroots eco projects as well. And before I let you go, I really want to talk about some of the other things that you're involved in. One of them is DigiFish. Can you give us a brief overview about what you're doing for this?
So in the Caribbean, what we're doing is we're really trying to use technology to help all of these grassroots projects that are focused in conservation or environmental projects. One of them is DigiFish. And what's happening here in Barbados is that a lot of our fishing vessels, which are tiny little wooden boats, go out to sea without any technology on it. They may have a phone, which does not work in the middle of the ocean. They do not have any sort of marine instruments because it's a tiny little fishing boat. And what we're doing is we're putting tracking devices on every fishing boat in Barbados so that not only can we track them, but they could also track themselves where the pods of fish are, where the schools of fish are. They could track where the marine protected areas are so they don't go close to those areas. And then if they get lost, we're able to track them and go and get them. And what that does, it cuts out a lot of time that they have to spend in the middle of the ocean trying to fish, which could last up to 2 weeks, so that they could come back to shore safe and sound and with a net full of fish. Now, we're also using technology in so many other areas. During COVID and lockdown, a lot of our small farmers couldn't sell their produce. So what we were able to do was work with the farmers with technology so that consumers were able to get hold of these small farmers directly and buy their produce from them directly, because supermarkets were only open on certain days and these farmers couldn't get their produce to the supermarkets. So we're really trying with all of these projects to use technology as best as we can to support them, to help them, and at the end, to help this lovely little island.
Is there any way that people that are visiting Barbados for a short time can get involved in any of these projects, do you know?
So we have so many projects on island and we love volunteers. And we've actually seen such a big influx of visitors and tourists coming to the island. And yes, they want to go and, you know, jump on the beach and go into the sea, but they also want to go and visit a farm, or they want to go and plant mangroves, or they want to do turtle rescues in the middle of the night. And we encourage our visitors to get involved. And not only does it help us, but it's fun and it's educational. And it's a way of the whole world giving a little energy back to Barbados from, you know, as a result of enjoying our little island and our blue waters and our white sands. So, of course, it's super exciting when visitors come to Barbados and they want to get involved.
Nisha, you do so many good things. If people want to find out more about the Barbados Environment Conservation Trust, where can they go? Is there a website where they can find out about all the things that you do?
It's super easy. It's barbadosenvironment.com. All of the projects that we support are there. And then, it's an easy way for you guys to get in touch with us, to come and visit our island and to get your feet and your hands dirty. So come and volunteer and come and visit our beautiful island of Barbados.
Nisha Soudeen, Barbados Environment Conservation Trust Chairman, thank you so much for talking to me today. Thank you.
Such a pleasure. Thanks so much.